destroy the current right pole of the demon of Korintesa. Pashto should have been considered a Korban Yachid as opposed to a Korban Sibur. All the Korbanos are divided into two categories. You have a Korban Sibur, means that it's paid for by Nachtis Hashem Aman. That's considered in the suffering. The Korban Yachid are the Korbanos that are paid for by the private funds. Whoever pays for the Korban determines the nature of the Korban. Pashto's Korban Pesach should be considered, should have been considered a Korban Yachid, because it's not very good. From the Nachtis Hashem Aman, nonetheless, the Gemara says in Yume, and it has the status of a Korban Tzibur because of the fact that it's Osi Bechnufya, that it's supposed to be brought by the whole Klal Yisrael, everybody together. Mishnah and Psachim discusses exactly what's the nature of that halacha, that it's called Bechnufya. So the Gemara commenting on the Mishnah explains that there was a Sofek among the Tanoim regarding the nature of the Mizim. It has to be brought the chavura, has to be brought by a big zebra in her face. And the pasuk says, "Kohol Eido in Israel." In Kohol Eido in Israel, each one has a connotation of 10 people. So the Gemara says that they were not sure whether you need 30 people when you mark with the Korban Pesach, you need 20 people, or you need 10 people at 3 different times. So it's for that reason that the Mishnah says that the practice was that man by sheni. Pasuk is not by Shvi'ishin also, that they used to bring the Korban Pesach in 3 different shifts, and each shift they had a seat to it that they had 30 people present. It wasn't enough 10 people, because maybe they didn't really require that you have to have called the other Yisrael all 30 at one time, or maybe not, maybe the thing is that you have to have 3 units and each one has to have a minimum of 10. So the remark is they always went to the Chumra and had 3 shifts, each one having 30 people. This is a different din from the other din. There's another din that a Korban Pesach, any given Korban Pesach, saying Nechol Elu Leminuya, you have to have a chavura for the purpose of eating the Korban Pesach, and whoever was not a Mimunah on that specific Korban Pesach, Tachos to Wal Aser. We learn that from the Pesach, the Mitzvah, the Pesach, Tachos, what does it mean Tachos to Wal Aser? But we should know in advance before the Shas HaShchita who the Mimunah Mahar on the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach saying Nechol Elu Leminuya, it's a special din, only by Korban Pesach. So there's some Tanoim, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim in Sof, where the Shabbos HaPesach ala Yochid. It's just about springtime when the behemoths give birth. Usually right before Pesach. So the behemoths that are born are very, very tiny. A sheep or a lamb. Very tiny little animal. They didn't have to wait till it's 8 days old. Even after it's 8 days old, it's a skinny little thing. How much can it possibly be? So if a person really enjoys eating their lamb chops, he can eat up a whole Korban Pesach all by himself. But that's a machlokes. He's really big. He really enjoys eating a lot. So it's not like a big animal. It's a tiny little thing. So there's a machlokes HaTanaim, whether we allow that, whether Shet Mesat Pesach Ala Yochid or not. So one Tana holds yet, Rabbi Yossi holds yet, and the others hold no. Why do they hold no? Because there's a special din that a Pesach has to be Nechol only to the New York. So obviously there's a din of Mamunim, there's a din of Chabura. And each and every individual Korban Pesach, you have to have a Chabura in order to know who the Menuyim are. So that implies that you have to have more than one person. And Rabbi Yossi Taskin is not so. That if you have a group of people, it can only be Nechol and Menuyim. There's no halacha that requires that it has to have a group. So there are really 2 different dinim of Chabura over here. There's one din of a Chabura, Mishas, HaKorbet HaPesach. That's Pesach in a Korzel. Ela b'chabura, it's also b'chinufya, that's what the Gemara calls it in Yuma, Korban Tzibur. It's not very important, Machta Shekel Noni has a special status like the Korban Tzibur. There's another din, that it's only Nechol, Lebeduya, that each and every individual Korban Pesach has to have a chabura to it. Even according to the Tanya, the Ramapas, like Rabbi Yossi, that a Pesach is Nechol Allah to a Yochid. That if one person insists, you bring a Korban Pesach on him alone, he doesn't have to have any partners at all. The Rambam says Lachatchila should still try to avoid it. The other time I know that even the Ebeda would be possible. But there is no Chabura. Halacha requires that every Korban Pesach has Minechot Tudet and any Chabura. So if you don't have a Chabura, more than one person is not a Chabura. You have to have a Chabura of 2 people or more. So even the Rambam was talking about the Tana Reb Yosi, that it's Shech and Mesach Pesach, Allah Yachid, but he says Lachatchila you should try to avoid that as much as possible. The Gemara has a discussion in Machlokes Tanoim in the middle of stuff around that tzaddik also, where the women are mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, where the women are mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. Three different sheets. Lashon Berishon, the Koyva, Vesheni Vishus, Lashon Berishon Vishus, and Lashon Vesheni is also Koyva. Three different, all the three possibilities in Machlokes Tanoim. So Gemara bases everything on Psukim. And the Svasenis points out in the Chidushim al Hashas on that Gemara, he has a strong Yahorah that it's a little strange. How come the Gemara never was Ma'orah the question, why shouldn't women be proper from Korban Pesach because of the fact that it's a mitzvah says the Shazman Brahma? Somehow the Gemara ignores that. The Gemara works on the Svarach Hitzana that women are Mechuyev in Korban Pesach, and then they have to indicate otherwise. If you hold that women are only Mishuas, you need a Pasuk to say like that. You don't need a Pasuk to say that women are Mechuyev in Korban Pesach. So that's the Svasen of the Shaila. Why not say that you should start off with the assumption that Moshe should be Pasuk? Unless one would want to say, somehow for anyone to say that, one would want to say that you start off with it. The oil of women should have been part of Matzah also, because Matzah is the first of Shai Magrom. But the Imam himself comes up from the Pasuk, where in one Pasuk you have written the din that you're not permitted to eat for makes the 7 days, and it says you have to eat Matzah and Lo Petra. So the Imam learns out of a Hekish, if you have two din written in the same Pasuk, we assume that it must indicate that there's some relationship between the two. So the Hekish over here is, the Yisra of Chomet is a loisa saying, the loisa, even if it's his man grama mashin achayev, so since the women are mechuyev in Yisra of Chomet, so therefore they were obligated in the mitzvah of matzah as well, despite the fact that it's his man grama. So Talmud Chachamim want to say that once you start off with that assumption, that women are mechuyev in matzah, the Gemara had this hekish, and there's another hekish that connects together matzah with Korban Pesach. So this should perhaps be the marker for the idea to start off with that women should be mechuyev. We should start off with the Muskel Rishon that women are mechuyev in Korban Pesach despite the fact that it's Zman Grama. Why? Because Korban Pesach is Zukish, not the Zukish to the Yisra Achilles Chometz. That's why I should start off with the assumption that women are mechuyev. The question whether that's the reason why. The Spasem gives a different reason. The Spasem gives a different suggestion. He wants to say that from the fact that there's an Eidah of Torah, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, the fact that there's an Eidah of Torah, that makes it that Korban Pesach is different from all other meat. The fact that this Torah, the Torah should serve as an indication that there's an Aveira involved in not bringing the Korban Pesach. The only time women are possible in the Mitzvah says the Shazman Groma is when it's a Mitzvah says they only, but what is an Iser essay? Then Rabbi Kibega writes in one place, in Arachayim, that in Isseres, even if it's in Zman Grofa, it's like in Issela. So that's an Azhar. So he's assuming the women are Mechuyev, even if they happen to be Zman Grofa. So perhaps, that's what this last sentence says, perhaps the fact that the Rhinish Kari, the one who doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, perhaps that should be an indication that there's an Aveira involved also, because the Mitzvah doesn't bring a Korban Pesach. It means there's an Aveira if you don't bring the Korban Pesach. And the Svasenis points out that there's a Tosfos in Megillah who has this idea already with respect to Mila as well. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Kaf Tes has a Pasuk to indicate that the mother is not obligated to supervise the Mila of her son. The father is Mechuyev Lamalas HaBein. Let's say the father's not around. The father's in the army, the father's not alive. Is the mother Mechuyev in Milas HaBein? So the Gemara Kiddushin learns out from the Pasuk that women are not Mechuyev at all in Milas HaBein. Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. Why do you need a Pasuk, a special Pasuk, to indicate that women are exempt from Milas HaBein? Isn't it simply on the Tosfos of Shazman Gavis and Noshim Shindi Pturoi, like the general club? The Tosfos Kasha and Kiddushin Dov Kof Tosfos Nasa. The Tosfos has a Teret, and the Nisroa has a Teret, the Rishonim has a Teret, the Tzvid has a Teret. They give all kinds of interesting things. Among the various Tehut and Tosfos and Megillah around Afkof on the Bay is giving another Teret. To say, I would have thought that since sometimes there is Chorus involved in the Milas HaBein, true, the father never gets Chorus for failing to supervise the Milas HaBein. The father's never Chayiv Chorus, but the daughter is Chayiv Chorus. Since sometimes there is Chorus involved in Milah, this should perhaps be an indication that performing a mitzvah smila is not only a mitzvah seser, it's a mitzvah to do a mila, and it's an aveira if you don't perform a mila. It's like an Easter egg. The process of mila sabein contains with it both a mitzvah and an Easter. Sometimes it's a little unclear. You have a pasuk mitzvah, but it's unclear. The pasuk means to imply a mitzvah, means to imply an Easter. For example, it says kol kippur tahor tachelu. So the Rambam counts that in the minyan of mitzvah. It means it's a mitzvah to eat chicken once a day, every day, called kippur tahor tachelu. It probably did. Probably does not mean that. What if the first month to be a vegetarian? It's not going to eat kippur tahor tachelu. It probably means that it's an Easter as thing. It's an Easter not to eat non-kosher fowl. If you eat non-kosher birds, then you're right on the Easter egg. But it doesn't mean that it's a kiyum essay. Or like Tashbisu is a big shayla, how do you read in today's segment? So Zachar Yom Rishon, Tashbisu Samer Kotechem. But that's the question. Tashbisu is an Easter essay, or Tashbisu is a kiyum essay, or Tashbisu is both? What exactly does it mean? The Pashtus is that it's both. But sometimes it's a little unclear, so that's what the Tashbisu means to say, probably in Megillah, that part. That in the fact that Mila sometimes carries with it an Oedish of Korei, perhaps that serves as an indication that Mila is both a mitzvah and an Easter. Since it's an Easter, even though it's my grandma, Noshim would it in Chayav, it's not for the fact that you have to prove it. So the Gemara Kiddushin needed a special proof. Sometimes there are exceptions to the rule that even though it's a mitzvah, Lo says, even though it's an Easter, and Azorish has my grandma, Noshim are still Ptur. Korban Pesach is an unusual korban in that all other normal korbanos have to be offered after Tomei Shal Shachar, before Tomei Shal Beinu Abayim. Here the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that the korban Pesach is the dafke brought after Tomei Shal Beinu Abayim. So this is a numerous mistopic. What's the din regarding Pesach Sheni? It doesn't say Mefurish in the Gemara anywhere. It doesn't say Mefurish in the Drashas and the Psukim. But the Pesach Sheni, for one who didn't bring Pesach Sheni, on Yud Dalet, this is the bring Pesach Sheni on Yud Dalet here. The bring Pesach Sheni also after Tom Shel Ben Abayim was like the same as every other normal korban that's brought before. The Pesach in Yuma has a topic about that. Pesach in Menachos doesn't write a topic. Pesach in Menachos writes a Dalet Poshet that just like Pesach Rishon was brought after Tom Shel Ben Abayim, so Pesach Sheni also. I don't understand why I saw the Aruch HaShulchan hand in the Aruch HaShulchan office. Then he writes, we should certainly ignore the taste of Sophic and Yuma and the taste of the taste of Menachos. The taste of Menachos is cheat a little bit. But the Hashemi was also bred in the taste of Menachos. I don't know why he thought the taste of Menachos was stronger than the taste of Yuma. The Shaila Mishainik, whether the taste of Hashemi is also brought after the Talmud of Ben Habayim or not. It's a difficult lashon apostle. Shabbat also called Kahal Adas Yisrael. Kahal Adas Yisrael, but the Gemara has this rosh on itself. Kahal Eda Yisrael. That you need either a group of 30 people at one time, or you need 10 and 10 and 10. Apesach Nisha, Apesach Nishchad, the Shalosh Kippos. And then the pasuk says Bein Rabbayim. What do you mean Bein Rabbayim? A very, very apostle. The Rashi says Mishel Shoto Lamaylo Kori Bein Rabbayim. Hashem Mishnoito. The Rashi says the famous stuff. The afternoon. Bein Rabbayim means the afternoon, or Yudal is the this. But on this process, wants to have a Chiddush. It says that Bein Rabbayim means that you cannot check it all afternoon long up until Shkia. You can only check it up until Plaga Mincha. A Chiddush derayta. The Plaga Mincha plays a role in a din derayta, he says over here. Rabban Al-Achtero wants to say that you cannot shek the Korban Pesach after Plaga Mincha. That's how Shaila had to figure out when Plaga Mincha is. According to Sam Rishon, Plaga Mincha is always after the Shkia. But it's a different question. How do you calculate Plaga Mincha? Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. That's the question. Do you measure Plaga Mincha an hour and a quarter before the end of the day going from sunrise to sunset? So by definition, it's always going to be before sunset. An hour and a quarter before sunset. Or they say no. An hour and a quarter before Teisa Kehovim, going from Alois HaShachar till Teisa Kehovim, in which case it will often, according to some Rishonim, it will always be. According to others, it will often be after Shkia. But the Ramban has this Chiddush. He says that Bein Rabbayim is his man in the Shkia. It means that you shech the Kehovim Tesla after Tomet Shal Bein Rabbayim, after the Tomet Shal Erev, before Flag HaMincha. The Gemara in Zvachim, the Gemara in the first Perek in Brachas, has a machlokes of Akiva of Loza ben Azariah regarding the pasuk Yochel Tabasa Balayla Hazer. What is the connotation of Balayla Hazer? The Avar to the Eretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazer because the Bogov of Eretz Mitzrayim means Chatzos. So one time is of the opinion that Chatzos is a din deraisa over here. Because Pesach in the Nechala Elo at Chatzos is really a din deraisa. The Gemara says that that Mishnah is only common that reads the double negative. Pesach in the Nechala Elo at Chatzos, the double negative implies that it's really a din deraisa and it follows this opinion. And the other Tanaim disagree and they say no, that just like by Chatzos and Oshon, when a Torah may be eating on the Laila, called the Laila, it's only with the Rabbanon that you have to finish eating the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash and the Azorah. Have to finish eating the Korban Chatos and the Korban Oshem, I have to. It's only with the Rabbanon, the Lahachi Kisodim in Azorah, that's the first mission in Rokas. So too by Korban Chatos, the whole requirement for Chatos is only a Chumim in the Rabbanon, because the Lahachi Kisodim in Azorah. We are afraid that if we let him, if he leaves the din on the din deraisa that he made the Korban Pesach all night long, he may make a mistake and eat it after Alos HaShach. It's still pitch black outside, it's still dark outside. He may by mistake violate the Yisra Korban Pesach, eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShach. It's Noisan, it's an Yisra Korban Pesach. The Rabbanon, they made a Chumran. You have to finish eating the Korban Pesach before. So that's the Gemara has the Machlokes of Akiva and Ablozim and Azariah. And in the first Perek in Brachas, in the middle of Zvachim, in Perek Ezel Mekonon, and that Mishnah. The Gemara at one point suggested there is a Mishnah in the end of Pesach, the last Perek in Pesach, and says that a Pesach hachachatzeit matanis hayadayim. But just like Noisah, matanis hayadayim in the carbon that was left over, so too the flesh of the carbon Pesach hachachatzeit is matanis hayadayim. So the Gemara says, Bechor, that only makes, the Gemara starts off by saying, Bechor, that only makes sense if all the chatzos would have been derived. But your chatzos is only a din with the rabbanon. So where are they going to make it gzeira l'gzeira? The whole din chatzos is only with the rabbanon, and the whole din matanis is only with the rabbanon. So they're going to make a chumrim with the rabbanon on top of something which is only noisim with the rabbanon. Gemara says, yeah, it doesn't prove anything. Even if your other chatzos is only a din with the rabbanon, still they already instituted a klal that all korbanos that turned into noisim are matanis hayadayim and din chumrim with the rabbanon. So it even applies to Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So that's neither here nor there, that doesn't prove anything. But there is this machlokes of Akiva Rav Lozman. It's like, what's an afkinina halacha l'maisa? What a Chatzos is deraisa, Chatzos is derabbana. You have a din of Chatzos, eat it when I turn with the rabbana. And did he ever get not allowed to eat it after Chatzos? The time is right now. So what's possibly an afkinina? So the Gemara, the end of Pesachim, the very end of Pesachim, the Gemara gives an afkinina. What about Matzah B'zman Hazeh? If you all the Chatzos is a din deraisa, and there's a hekesh between matzah and korban pesach, then you have to finish eating matzah before chatzos. But if yoda chatzos is only the rabbanon laharchik kusaltim in avera, so the Gemara implies that that's only by korban pesach. Where if you eat it after alos hashachar, you'll be in violation of an isur koris of eating noisa. But if you eat korban, but if you eat matzah after alos hashachar, so what would be avera? Bracha levatola. But the bracha shekel shem v'otam al afilas matzah bracha levatola. Most of the Rishonim Hal is only with the Rabbanon. You're not going to make a gzera the Rabbanon that you have to finish eating the matzah by chatzos gzera because you may eat it after Alos HaShach, in which case you'll do the terrible avera saying Brachol HaTzala. It's a gzera like gzera. But because of this machlokes is satanayim, whether chatzos is the rice of the Rabbanon with an afkimina, whether you have to eat matzah by chatzos or not, that's why in Shulchan Aruch they recommend that you finish the seder by chatzos. For some Rishonim Hal, the Ran and Megillah, John, and not Gemara. When the Mishnah talks about the Dabish Mitzvot of Alayla, Kosher Kol Alayla, or only up until Chatzos, so the Ran and Zan, that according to this Shita, that you insist that you have to eat the Matzah by Chatzos, it's not only the Matzah, you have to finish the Abikoyman, you have to finish the whole Abikoyman, with the Halal, everything, the whole Havgana has to be finished. The Piyutim at the end, Echad Niyadeh, that you can say after Chatzos. That you can say after Chatzos. But in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes that. He quotes the Chumash from the Rav that you should try to stick to it, that you should finish all of the Abikoses, the whole week of part of the Haggadah by Chatzos, to satisfy the opinion of these Tanaim. And the Rav Yishanim would pass like that the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is their Isis. So in Mele, it applies to all the Mitzvah Salayla. You have to finish everything by Chatzos. The if you hold that the whole din of chatzos is only the rabbanon by korban pesach, and the whole din of chatzos by korban chatzos and by korban oshem is clearly only the rabbanon, by kriyashma is the beis only the rabbanon. So where did they pattern all of this? If they called the tikkur rabbanon, came their raisa tikkur. So there's never a din their raisa that's based on chatzos. We never have any halachas that are based on chatzos. The Gemara points out that that's not true. We have some dinim that depend on chatzos halacha. There is a din in the Gemara, chatzos is equal. And you put the korban oila, the yevorim of the korban oila, and the staff to burn. So the Gemara says if the korban has already burnt the sar ha-korban, the chelov and the sar ha-korban, has burned so much that it absolutely has turned into ashes, then it's nizkaim mitzvasa, turn it to ashes. So that's the full mitzvah of haktara. What if it hasn't burned so much till the mam is turned into ashes? It's just shriri. The Gemara says shriri means that it's charred on the outside, even though it's mamish raw on the inside. So then the Gemara says, is it ready nizkaim mitzvasa? So the Gemara says that chatzos, if at chatzos alaylech midnight, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, if at chatzos alaylech has already been charred all around on the outside, so then it's considered Nizkaim Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, my nafkimina, if it falls off in the Mitzvah, there's no longer a Mitzvah of a Haturei Tokim. Normally there is a whole din in the Gemara, the Gemara is asking Sukkim, that if a carbon falls off in the Mitzvah, and it didn't fully get consumed yet, so that is supposed to be burnt. By all korbanos, the chelov has to be burnt, and by korban oil, even the basar, even the evarim has to be burnt. So normally there's a din, so if a korban has to be burnt on the mizbeach and it didn't get consumed, then it falls off. You have to pick it up and put it back on the mizbeach. Except for chatzos, that it fell off, and that chatzos that had already been charred on the outside, so that's a din of chatzos also equal. You consider this the whole korban is ma'uko, at that time, ultimately, too. So one is going to the mitzvah of haktorah. At the moment of chatzos, if it's shriv. So there is a din of chatzos in that area. Only not like Satan I made, whether here the din of chatzos is also their rice or not, I call it Tesla. Rabbi Neza quotes a strong kasha. How can one Tana say that chatzos is a din of rice that is based on the Pasuk of Yachlus HaBasa Balai Lahazer, and it says Babai Tiberis in time Balai Lahazer. So it's very sure that Balai Lahazer means chatzos, and here it means chatzos. So yes, but it's not the same thing. The art of the Eretz Mitzrayim, Balayla Zevi Kesi Kavuchad, the Eretz Mitzrayim was exactly at the moment of Chatzos, not at the first half of the night, all the firstborn died. Exactly at the split second of Chatzos. Hashem came over here. It's not a din that you eat the Korban Pesach at the second, at the moment of Chatzos. One has to have this completed eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. How is that the same? How can the Tanaim, how can one time say Chatzos is a din the right to take some Exer Shavah Balayla Zevi? It's absolutely not the same. He suggests the Chiddush Nifla. He wants to say nothing. The Shabbos and Shuvah, the other names, the Chiddush Rechem, not the Chiddush. But according to the Tana who holds that Chatzos is their rice, it also means that you're only eating the mitzvah when it comes Chatzos, Halayla, and you have eaten your Korban Pesach. It's not that you have the first table of the night either, but the person eats the Korban Pesach, the first table of the night, and then he dies before Chatzos. He says he's not eating the mitzvah. He's only eaten the mitzvah when it comes chatzos, and he's still alive, and he has fulfilled, and he has already eaten korban pesach. So he wants to say, he wants to suggest that maybe that's why there's a din d'oraisa. The aim of tirnach ha-pesach ha-pikon. Usually we assume that there's only a din d'rabbanan, kadesh he-heitam pesach b'fi. What's the significance of kadesh he-heitam pesach b'fi? Mishum chavim v'samit. So the Abdu Nezi suggests maybe it's really as far as the rice, because you hate on Pesach to see. Because any eating that he did before Chatzos is not really yet to the mitzvah then. He's only yet to the mitzvah later, it has a delayed effect. I do the achila now, but I'm not yet to the mitzvah of achila's Kohen Pesach until it comes Chatzos, at which time I have already eaten. So isn't that like called the Kinyonai? If a person makes a Kinyon, he wants it to be Chalach as not, Chatzos is in the Exudus. Also delayed in Exudus, that sometimes we declare called the Kinyonai. In the Chalipin, most of the Rishonim say no good luck as man. Rabbi Rishonim has no good luck as man because calls to Kinyon. Kinyon Hazok is no good luck as man. Kinyon Shadiyah is no good luck as man. Meshicha, the Gemara has. Meshicha, Hakua luck as man is no good. So why not say that Achila? If I do an Achila now and I'm only 80 later, so why not consider that like a call to Kinyon? The effect has worn off already. So he suggests maybe that's why we insist on Eim Akhtir Nachat Pesach HaTikon and Kadesh Heitam from Pesach is feast, so that at Chatzoi it shouldn't be considered a Kol Kinyan. One could suggest that it may be a Ksasvara deraisa, that you shouldn't eat anything after the Korban Pesach. Then he says, after Chatzoi, you can eat all you want. That's his finish. Only applies before Chatzoi. After Chatzoi has already come, you have already been yet to the mitzvah, then you can eat all you want. That's his finish. Balaam has such a similar. Usually, we assume when you say not have time to eat, you go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, you can brush your teeth. But it's not good to brush your teeth. So the Balaam has such a similar chiddush also. He says it's not true. He says that it's a historical takana de rabbanon, because the Gemara says in Pesachim that in Yerushalayim, when they ate the Korban Pesach, they had to eat it on the ground level. They couldn't eat it on top of the roof of any building, or they couldn't eat it on the second floor. Gag and Aliyah were learning this kachru. The Gag, or the Aliyah, Aliyah means the second floor, or Gag means on top of the roof. We're learning this kachru, the Gushas Yerushalayim, for the purpose of eating Korban Pesach. Shaila, whether that Gemara is only speaking in the middle of Sukkot, is only speaking about Korban Pesach. The Gemara happens to be speaking about Korban Pesach. Is it only speaking about Korban Pesach? It doesn't apply to any other Kachru calling? Well, no, it applies equally to all Kachim Kam. All Kachim Kam have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is only on the ground level, has Kedusha. On the Gad and Aliyah, they were learning Kachim. They cannot eat any Kachim Kam on the Gad and Aliyah. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. But there are Rishonim, there's a Machlok to Rishonim about that. Some Rishonim say with Tirsh that Gemara only applies to Korban Pesach and doesn't apply to other Shar Kachim Kam. Shar Kachim Kam, he may eat on the Gad and Aliyah. Now, Kalpanim Kal Pesach, they have to eat on the ground level. So the Gemara says the Yeratika was very tiny. You have all the Jews coming from all over the world. They're coming from all over Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a very small place. The Tosha wasn't enough room for everybody to sit and eat from Pesach or Vatzachan. So the Gemara said the first they had to eat in shifts. And when the first shift was the eating, the second shift was the harassing them. Hurry up and finish eating. We want to eat the Korban Pesach. We don't want to stay up forever. We don't want to stay up all night long, especially they have to keep their kids up. And rather that they should ask for their kashas and everything. But you have to eat in shifts. It's a hardship. So the Gemara says that as soon as the first shift was finished eating their Korban Pesach, they would be kicked out. They would go up to the roof in order to finish the rest of the Haggadah there. And the second shift would be eating Korban Pesach on the ground level. So the Gemara uses an expression that Kazaisa Fisko, they ate a Kazaisa Korban Pesach, and then they sent him upstairs to the roof. Halela Paka Igro. They would be reciting the Hallel after they finished eating the Korban Pesach. They would be dancing on the roof with the reciting of the Hallel. It would feel as if the roof is going to cave in. Sometimes you go to a wedding, there's so much dancing, so the whole floor is shaking. You have the feeling as if the floor is going to break. That's what the Gemara says, Aloshin, that when the first shift was on the roof and the second shift was eating the Korban Pesach on the ground level, they had the feeling as if Halela Paka Igra, the Hallel, the singing and the dancing that they had while they were saying the Hallel, was going to break the roof, Paka Igra. So the Balamor has this interesting Einfall in the end of Sochim, when he claims that the Takonas HaTanoim, Havei Machtir Nachapesach HaPikoimim, was made for a specific purpose. Not Stam Hashem Chavidus HaMitzvah. That's what we usually assume because of the din. We assume that the din applies to Zman HaZeh. The Rashbam, the Tosis, in the end of our itself will point out, the din applies to Zman HaZeh also, even though we don't have Korban Pesach. Still ain't Machtir Nachar Matzah HaPikoim. So the Balmos says, no, this was a Takana that was for a specific historical reason. Because they finished eating the Korban Pesach, and the din is, the Gemara says that the Korban Pesach was thrown halal both b'shas akrovah and b'shas achilah. The two distinct mitzvahs, akrovah Korban Pesach and achilah Pesach, the two different mitzvahs. The Gemara says, what if someone participated in the akrovah Pesach and something came up and he's unable, he got sick or whatever, he's unable to participate in achilah Pesach? The Gemara says that he was yotzei the akrovah Pesach, and that's sufficient to relieve him from not having to bring the Pesach Sheni. When it comes next month, even though he did never ate Pesach, it's not Niyake. He participated in the Hakrovis Korban Pesach, he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So these are two distinct mitzvahs. In the Minyan mitzvahs, they counted as two mitzvahs. One is Achila, And what is Akrov? The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Sofim that the Korban Pesach was called Halal both Bishat Akrov. It says that the Levian would play music and they would be reciting Halal three times. Each one of the three shifts who brought the Korban Pesach would recite a Halal several times. And then it was also Ton Halal Bishat Achila. What do you mean Halal Bishat Achila? As the swallowing, they were saying Halal. You're not permitted to talk while you eat. The Gemara says in the Gemara says that it's unhealthy. So what do you mean that it's Ton Halal Bishat Achila? So that means the way we do it. They broke up the Halal in two parts. They recited half of the Halal before the Achila, half of the Halal after the Achila, and they had the Achila Takor and Pesach in the middle. That's what it means, that it's Ton Halal Bishat Achila. It's not literally Bishat Achila. So they would recite the first half of the Halal before the Achila, then they would eat the Kazai's Korban Pesach, then they would go up to the roof. So the Balmor says that we would be afraid. They would bench from Kamo. They would bench downstairs on the ground level. And after the benching, then they would go upstairs and complete the reciting of the Halal. So the Balmor says they were always afraid that if someone's going to walk away, so he may forget to say the second half of the Halal. In order to make sure that everybody remembers, so they made a takana, Bizman HaMikdash, they made this special takana. That before he goes to sleep, he should retain the flavor of the meat, of the broiled flavor of the meat in his mouth. So he should remember to say the halal. But after he already finished drinking the abacuses, after he already finished reciting the halal, then the Balamor says you can eat and drink whatever you want, you can have dessert afterwards. There's no din, you're not allowed to have anything after the seder is over. The way we understand, but Amor always has a different shot. That's what he claims. That there's nothing wrong with eating after you finish the seder. The whole thing only is before you finish the second half of the halal. Make sure that you won't forget to say the halal. The dinim that I mentioned in Parshas Bo were only by Rosh Shor for the Pesach Mitzrayim. They didn't apply to the You have to gobble it down. These were only by Rosh Hashanah. None of these were din with dirt. This is clearly only by Rosh Hashanah. It's a shadow. What about the other din that it says in the beginning of the parasha? They should purchase the korban. They should designate the korban, set it aside on the 10th of the month. They should save it till the 14th. They should do the shechitas haPesach on Yudala. What do they do? What do they do with the korban for the 4 days? Do they tickle it? What do they do with the korban? The Gemara says that it's on bikur, that every day they had to check the carbon to make sure it had no movement. So the favor should pass in the Chumash. The carbon Pesach is called Bikur. The Rambam leaves out the din. The Rambam never quotes the din. The Rambam quotes another din which is derived from this, that a carbon Tomer is the whole Bikur. The Mishnah has in the Mishnais, it said that there was a whole system to make sure that every day they had a Tomer, Shal Shachat Tomer, Shal Dein Abayim, every day they had a carbon Tomer that had been checked over for the last 4 days from movement. And that's based on this pasuk. The Afusa of Korban Tomei is the day the Korban Tomei is learned out from the Korban Pesach. So that din, the Rambam does quote, it's reading himself. This din, the original din of Korban Pesach, the Rambam never quotes. Still it flows. Unless you should say there is such an opinion in Rishonim that the din of Korban Pesach, Tom Bikadal Yom, was only in Pesach Mitzrayim. Shulding more learns that from this pasuk within the Torah. Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily imply that this din is a din of Torah. It could be that this din is only high Rosh. But that's an obscure sheet that the Pashtus is in the Gemara, that Pesach is from Diga Dal Yomim itself is a din of Torah, not high Rosh. That's really a fellow Diga Rambam. Either way, to say that the Rambam holds like that obscure sheet that Pesach, only Pesach is dry, is from Diga Dal Yomim. It wasn't the din of Torah. Shreya Shita to say the Rambam was like that, and to say that the Rambam does pass can you think is also true. Why did he leave it out? Forgot? Okay. First up in Perika Oral draws a distinction between an Eved Ivriya and an Eved Knaini. An Eved Knaini cannot become a Muna an Eved Knaini cannot be the Muna according to Pesach without authorization of the Yodam, whereas an Eved Ivri can. Can I trouble you to give me a cup of water? My cup of water. No, I'm really not going to do something. Pesach takes this Gemara to apply that there's only a Kenyan Easter in the Nevet Knaini and not in the Nevet Ivri. The Gemara in the first parak in Kedushin until Zion has a Haychocha. The Nevet Ivri Gufa Kamei, that they have a Kenyan moment on the Nevet Ivri. Not just that it's Meshubit to serve as the Yodon. Not just that the Yodman has Shibudim on him, that he owns the Diyan of the Eved Ivri. But Tosfos points out this Gemara seems to imply that by Eved Knaini, not only is there a Kenyan moment, there's a Kenyan Easter. In Eved Ivri, there's no Kenyan Easter at all. There's another difference between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knaini, that the Eved Knaini shall coin as a Chabad Truma. And then the Libri shall come in and they know from the truth. Chilukim seem to support this notion that by Eved Ivri there is no Kenyan Easter. The dinim do not change. In the area of Easter, they have the thank you. Dinam Abinavik, not you do change any area of Israel. Dinam Abinavik, you do not change it. Bothered with Akasha here when you bomb it up on the base and the first drop of Jericho oil. How can that be so? But we see that even in the area of Isra Hesed, even of the Evidibi do change. Even the Evidibi has a different din that is Mutta B'Shim Chaknainis. Shouldn't that be an indication that the Evidibi also has a Kinyan Isra, that his halachic status is different even in the area of Isra Hesed? The Tesis reinterprets that thing in such a way that doesn't indicate anything. Sakhirish the Tesis says. And if you do Shana Dr. Zion, the Ramban and the other Rishonim, the Ramban, Talmidei Ramban disagree with that Tesis. And they think that by Yevet Ivri also there is a Kinyan Issa, not just by Yevet Knaini. That the Kinyan Issa by Yevet Knaini has more Nafkaminas than by Yevet Ivri has an Nafkaminas of Achilas Truma. As in a community become a Muna, the Muna on the Korban Pesach, he cannot become a Muna on the Korban Pesach without authorization of the other. By Yevet Ivri, it's a very restricted Kinyanism. It's not that there's no Kinyanism at all, it's a restricted Kinyanism. And Tyson's opinion is that it's not true, that there's absolutely no Kinyanism whatsoever in Yevet Ivri, and a Hesed Shifchag Nainis can be explained away in such a fashion as to not to be indicative of any kinyanisa whatsoever. It's a big machlokes in the Mishnah. There is a Mishnah Sofin, the end of Sofin, but there's a machlokes b'sham abisul regarding the status of a gerush and his guy bear of Teslam. Is he permitted? Is he permitted to participate in the Korban Pesach on that Erev Yom Tov or not? So it's a machlokes in the Rabbanim, in Gzeirah Rabbanim. So the Yos HaMeach points out that he always wondered, there's something missing in the story of the Mishnah. There is a Gemara in Priestess, in the beginning of the second parak in Priestess, when the Gemara says that regarding a Ger HaMizgayer, we learn on all the Dinah from Har Sinai, Ma B'Sech Manichnus Ol Brita, the Mila Tfilah the Karban. Avatem, go to Ladoris, a non-Jew converts. He has to convert like the Milot Filo, and he needs a carbon. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean he needs a carbon? What about the Zman HaZeh, Geres, and this guy without a carbon? The Gemara says, no. The Zman HaMikdosh, when you have the opportunity, when you have the possibility to bring a carbon, you're obligated to bring a carbon. What's it mean if you didn't bring the carbon, the Geres is not cop? The Gemara seems to say, not exactly so. All it means is that the ger, before he brings his carbon in Mechus the Kapor, he has to bring a carbon, oil of Behema, oil of Soif, whatever he wants to bring, whatever is the least expensive. Oil of Soif is less expensive than oil of Behema, so usually they brought oil of Soif. So the Gemara seems to say that the ger, should his guy who didn't bring a carbon, oil of, is not permitted to eat carbonus. He's in the Chutz Kippur. So the Yos HaMeach says he didn't understand what's going on in this Mishnah himself. And it says the Ger with all the Tochal and Erev Pesach, he converted right before Pesach. And the Samachlek is Mishan and Dikil, whether we allow him to bring the Korban Pesach, or we make it there in the Rabbanon for some fancy reason why we don't allow him to bring the Korban Pesach this year. He has to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Yos HaMeach asked, what do you mean? How can we allow him to bring the Korban Pesach? It doesn't say in the Mishnah that he brought his Korban Ager. Because money doesn't bring the Korban Ager, how is he allowed to eat any Korban? Of course he cannot eat the Korban Pesach. Should he have been there, I said? Why is it only Machlokes whether it is Gzeirah the Rabbanan? Should be a real din d'oraisa. He comes up with an interesting chiddush that from the Mishnah it would appear that if you would allow the, if there weren't the Gzeir the Rabbanon prohibiting the Gzeir from participating in the Korban Pesach, on the level of the Raisa that he brings the Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach itself would be oil as the Korban HaGzeir. And he would be Yotzi with that, that is the Hakrova, the Korban Pesach would be Mata him to eat the Tzar HaPesach. Why should one say like that? Hakrova, the Korban Pesach itself would be oil as the Korban HaGzeir. He says, there's a message, because the original Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim was Mishkul Kholachem. Rashi quotes from the Mechilta Mishchi Dechem Yavar Izara, that the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, the original Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, was a declaration of rejection of Avar Izara, that the Egyptians used to worship these animals at that time. And when the Jews brought the Korban Pesach, so they were demonstrating that they're not worshiping Avodah Zarah. So the original Korban Pesach was the Korban HaGzeir, to demonstrate that they believe in only one God. So perhaps the Doris also, that there's some Yafstinish Nishma. Perhaps the Doris also, the Korban Pesach is a kiyum of, serves as a kiyum of Korban HaGzeir. Not only for a Gzeir, for every Jew, every Israel who was born Jewish, not for every Jew is a Gzeir. Every Jew has to renew his Geirus, so to speak, has to renew his Kedushas Yisrael every year by participating in the Korban Pesach. Perhaps this explains why there should be Koreis. The only two mitzvahs that carry with them an Onish Koreis on Pesach and Nivo. Perhaps Saka, that's the reason why. Nivo, although the Gemara says the Pharisee that if a Jew is not mal himself, he's still Jewish. Just because you didn't give a bris Nivo to a baby doesn't mean that the kid is a koi. He's a Yisrael Aro. But still, the Rav Gemara is an indicator that the Kedushas Yisrael will be incomplete. The Nila is Mashkin with Lucius Yisrael. So it could be that the same is true regarding the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is also Mashkin with Lucius Yisrael. We consider the yearly Korban Pesach that everybody brought, not only the Geir, that everybody brings. We consider that as if it were a Korban HaGeir for the purpose of being Mashkin with Lucius Yisrael. The one who intentionally is negligent in this area, either in the area of Nila Satsmo or in the area of Korban Pesach, he's not interested in being mashal in his own Kedushas Yisrael. So the Torah gives an oinish of Koris for that. Perhaps that's the reason why these two were both singled out. The Torah has a special din, a kol ben echa lo yoichal bo, a special prohibition. What does it call ben echa? A non-Jew? They're not permitted to eat kol ben echa. So Rashi points out, there's another interpretation. You should stop on the sake of Lavim Shabashamayim Kohen, a Jew, not a non-Jew, a Jew who is a Mumer. A Jew who is an Eved Avodah Zarah is not permitted to eat in the Korban Pesach. When does this apply? Only Kozman that he's still a Mumer Avodah Zarah. And what if he stopped worshipping Avodah Zarah already? What if he's a Baal Tshuva? So we still don't allow him to participate in the Korban Pesach. Oh no, so this is a shayla, it's interesting, in the Iri, Apsachim, on Dav Kocheh, it says, I'm Achleikus HaRishayim about this. Some Rishayim say, the one who participated in Avodah Zarah is never permitted to bring a Korban Pesach L'Yoylon Vod for the rest of his life. Moshal, the Ma'adav Adoyim, and he quotes the Mishnah at the end of Menachos, I think it is. A Kohen Shishim Shabbeis Togyo, Lo Yisham Shabba Mignosh, a Kohen who's Avodah Zarah, he's never permitted to bring carbonus on the base of English. And even a Kohen who didn't worship Avodah Zarah, a Kohen who offered carbonus in base Chonya, base Chonya was the base of English that they had in Egypt. And it's a historical question. What was going on there in base Chonya? Whether it's the base of Avodah Zarah, or they were makri carbonus la shamayim. Even according to the opinion that in Beis Chonya they were not makri v'lavad izor, they were makri v'lashamayim, but v'shchut echutz, still there was a din that v'yisham sheba migdash, any kohen who participated in hakrovus karbonus in Beis Chonya in Shkut Echutz is not permitted to, they wouldn't allow him to bring Karbonis in the Beit HaMikdash. Even if he was Chayzer B'Tshuva later, it wouldn't help. So the Miri quote that there was some Mishalim hold that this is the Din D'Oraisa over here. Called Benecha Lo Yoichol Boy, any Jew, whoever worshipped Avodah Zarah, was forbidden for the rest of his life to participate in a Korban Pesach. I was with the Ger, it says Beferish in today's Sedra that a Ger has to bring a Korban Pesach. So didn't the Gerim once at one time worship Avodah Zarah? So the Miri says, according to these Rishonim, you have to say that that's a special Chiddush of Kishon as God could cut the Shanala Dami, that the past record of his is wiped off and is considered as if he never worshipped Avodah Zarah. That's quite a Chiddushic application of the principle of Gershon as God cut the Shanala Dami. Usually we don't assume like that. Usually we assume that the cut the Shanala Dami simply means that he's not related to his former relatives. That he doesn't have the kurva that he had benachri yusar. All the kurva was broken. But some rishonim hold not so. Some rishonim hold the taka, the whole past history is wiped off. So over here, the Miri says that perhaps some rishonim have to hold like that. Well, if Beis Chanya is not a Beis Avodah Zarah, then it's only a kurva with the rabbanon. But if Beis Chanya is the Beis Avodah Zarah, that's a Din D'Oraisa, yeah.
So the Rishonim
they quote that as a mashal, that there is a Din, that a Kohen who worshipped Avodah Zarah, even after his Chayzer B'Tshuva, is never permitted to bring Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly over here, anyone who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah would never be allowed to eat a Karbon Pesach even after he was Chayzer B'Tshuva.
So does that mean have you used
Chayzer Karbon? No, if he's not able to bring Karbon, let's say he's an Oral, he's not Chayzer Karbon. If he's an Oral because he can't be Mal himself, so then he's not Chayzer Karbon Pesach. He's not Chayzer Karbon. But it's an interesting opinion. The Pashtus is without that Miri, we could certainly learn otherwise. We would certainly learn that Kol Panecha Le'Yochad means if he's still a Mumala with his Zohar, but once he's Chayzer B'Tshuva, so we would allow him to participate in the Korban Pesach. Miri quotes some Rishonim, a group of Rishonim who hold. Otherwise, they hold that the Yoyin Lavoid, he's never allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. And the Pashtus Kol Oral Le'Yochad was also a major Machlokes Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tzav. Rashi writes on Chumash and several times in the Gemara, Kol Oral Le'Yochad Boy, even a Jew who didn't perform mitzvahs milah, machmas sofik sakonah, because it's meiso echol machmas milah. Like we were discussing yesterday, if there's hemophilia in the family and the doctors say that it's a sakonah for the kid to have a bris milah, so he's exempt, he's potter. And nonetheless, even though he's not permitted to perform mitzvahs milah, he's still not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Tam, quoted by the Balei HaTosfos, disagrees. Chagigim, Sochim, places in different places, quotes Rabbi Tam. He holds that Kol Benecha Kol Ora Le'Yochad is only a Mumer La'Arelia. But if he's a Mishmei Se'echa Machmas Milo, and he's exempt from performing the Mitzvah Milo, it wouldn't make any sense to say that he should be Osur Lechol Korban Pesach. And who had denied that he should be Osur Lechol the Truth? The Mishnah says that Oral is forbidden to eat Truma. But Rabbi Tam disagrees there too. In the beginning of Perek Oral, and Yvonne is not fine of an hour. The Tosfos Rishonim quotes Rabbi Tam is disagreeing there too. That if it's Meisa Echa or Machmas Mila, he would be permitted to eat Truma, just like he would be permitted to eat Korban Pesach as well. It's hard to tell how we passed. I mean, Shaila hasn't come up in many years. 2,000 years. I don't know. You have to look at the Aruch HaShulchan HaSid. He likes to take a stand on all these things. The Yabrachov, but he's asking the answer. The Rambam writes, grants a strange thing regarding Korban Pesach. The Rambam writes that even his man that there was a Het HaBamos, it was forbidden to bring a Korban Pesach. And a bomas ayochid, as it says, lochsuchel is bechas hapasa biyachad sharecha shemakechon asin loch. So I saw the Aruch HaShulchan there. Why did the Rambam write that in? There is no longer any head of bomas. That's an ancient story. It's an altamaisa from years ago. If we understand the Rambam writes all the dinim that are noyed bezmanos, that are going to be noyed in noyed Hamashiach. But the Rambam wanted to write all the dinim that are going to be noyed. But dinim that are no longer noyed bezmanos, that will never be noyed in noyed Hamashiach. And the issue of that's a promise. A din that was noyed once a long, long, long time ago, before David HaMelech was Mekadosh Yerushalayim, before Shlomo HaMelech wrote the first Beis HaMikdash. What does the Rambam have to quote what the din was at that time? Before Pinyin Bayis Rishon, it was prohibited to bring a Korban Pesach. But Malkam had the problem. So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests they must have had a historical, the Rambam must have had a historical reason. Says obviously the reason is that in the days of the Rambam, the Karoyim used to bring Korban Pesach, used to bring an abomas. I think they still bring today. Yeah. Some Jews every year in Eretz Yisrael who bring the Shomronim, no, they bring a Korban Pesach, a Hagrisim or whatever. So the Rambam makes a big point of this, and he stresses and he says that not only Bismanah, there's it also. Even his mother, there was a heter bombus. There was never a heter to bring a Korban Pesach and a bombus yachad. That was always awesome. But otherwise, he says, without this special historical reason, why did the Rambam write this din b'chlal? What did he have to write? It's absolutely not nageh anymore. The Rambam doesn't quote all the dinim that were and that will be. He just quotes what is now, what's going to be. What was, no longer is. B'chlal the Rambam doesn't quote. Chakra Mokut? What do we have here? Thank you very much. This is in the beginning of Psachim on that Gimel and Beis. Sounds like they hold that one who lives in the Chutz La'aretz is not obligated to come to Eretz Yisrael to participate in the Korban Pesach. Or even if one lives in Eretz Yisrael, but in a karka of Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't owe the only rent, he doesn't really possess karka, he's not mechuyev. Where they get this from? Because the Gemara in the first Perek in Sochim runs out from a pasuk in the sugya of the Shluchei Mitzvahim is open. But the Gemara runs out from a pasuk. When you be oil regal, no one, the nations of the world will not desire your land, and no one else, no other Jews will steal your property. And that's the mocker of the Indian of Shluch and Mitzvah. And when you go to be oil regal, you don't have to worry that someone's going to steal your karka. So the Gemara says, from that post we derive, the Mishem lo karka is not chayv lalos lo regal. You're not chayv to be on the regal on Pesach Shlosim. It's a Pesach somehow took that Gemara, which is speaking about aliyah lo regal. And it applied also to Korban Pesach. Not only in Mishen lo karka, or Mishador b'chutz lo'aretz, it's not mechuyim in aliyah lo regal, it's not even mechuyim in Korban Pesach either. So on the Mishlam Melach, on the side of the Tesis, they tell you to look in the Mishlam Melach, that he says that the Tesis doesn't make any sense. And Mishlam Melach asks, where in the world did he get such an idea from? It doesn't say anyway in the Gemara that those who are Pasa from Aliyah or Regal are also Pasa from Korban Pesach. There is no such thing. Yeah, for example, women are Pasa from Aliyah or Regal. They're not Pasa from Korban Pesach. You have a lot of people are Pasa from Aliyah or Regal. Who else? Cheresh Ein Shemeya. Cheresh Amadab Levein Shemeya, Shemeya Levein Amadab. And more than that, he's part of Maliyah Leregel. But he's still chayvin Korban Pesach. How can places make such a cloth? So whoever is part of Maliyah Leregel is part of Korban Pesach. Pilek Loin. So that's when the Mishlam Melech says he doesn't understand what Tesis is talking about at all. How can it be? It's interesting. Both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Minchas Tinoch. Minchas Tinoch says he thinks that the Tesis is a Pella. He doesn't know what to do. He says Mishlam Melech is right, Tesis doesn't make any sense. But he says there is a Gemara that sounds like Tesis. And the Aruch HaShulchan says Tesis is absolutely right. So often the Gemara, he quotes the same Gemara as the Minchas Tinoch. The Gemara and Daf Ayin in Psochim has a Machloike Satana regarding Erev Pesach Shecholi is B'Shabbos. If you Dalet Nisim all that on Shabbos. So all the Tanaim agree that the Korban Pesach is Zeicher Shabbos. What about Chagigas Arba Asar? Normally, on every one of the Shalosh Shagol, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Everyone was clear to bring Riyah Hagiga to give him mitzvahs to Stav Yisrael Bali Yosem the regular. Mom is a Oilus Riyah. And Mom is a Shalmich Hagiga. Hagiga means a Shalmich Akor and Shlom. So in addition to that Chagiga that was brought on Pesach, either on Yontif, on Chalamoyin, on the last day of the Shvish al Pesach, in addition to that, there was also Chagiga Sagos, according to Chagiga that was brought on Erev Pesach. And Shavuos and Sukkos, you didn't have that. The only Chagiga they had was the Chagiga that was brought on Shavuos and on Sukkos. They didn't have a Chagiga for Erev. Manashtana Pesach, why is it that Pesach, in addition to the Chagiga that was brought on Pesach, that had a Chagiga at Pesach? So the Yerushalmi says that the purpose of the Pesach in Dafayin, that the purpose of the Chagiga Zabrosa was so that the Pesach should be Nechal Allah Sova. Well, Pesach, you should eat the current Pesach at the end. You shouldn't be starving when you eat the Pesach. What's the purpose of eating a Pesach Allah Sova? So this is again called Yerushalmi, the Gzeirah Hashem Shvira Setzim. It's a little chumash for Etzim, it's a Shvira Bo. You're not allowed to break any bones of the Korban Pesach. So if the fellow is going to be starved, especially if he fasts, kind of chorus, on Erev Pesach, he's fasting a whole day, and then the first meal that he has on Erev Pesach is the Seder. So he's hungry, so we are afraid that he may break the bones. First he eat the Chagigas HaBosar, apparently there's no Yisrael Shvira Setzim on the Chagigas HaBosar, and then after he eats the Chagigas HaBosar, at the end he's no longer starving, at the end he's no longer so hungry, so he eats the Kazayis of the Korban Pesach, Allah Sova. So the Poshep Shat is that the Chagigas HaBosar is only the Rabbonim. It's only Takonim Derabon because of the Gzeir Hashem Yishaber Etzim, the Korban Pesach. So there's a Takonim Derabon, you should eat the Korban Pesach Halasova. Hashem Shah, it's all a Takonim Derabon. But one kind of holds, a Blessed Ben Dutoi holds on Dafayim. And just like Pesach is Derech Shabbos, so to Chagig is Abbas. All the other Takonim disagree, they hold that only Pesach is Derech Shabbos. And Yud Dalet Nisim, Kol Yud B'Shabbos. Lib is mana bias. So on one happy occasion, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and he was negotiating with the other Tanoim in Yerushalayim that they should allow him to bring his Chagiga. And they said, no, we're running the Beis HaMikdash, we understand it, and Chagiga is not Derech Shabbos. Only Korban Pesach is Derech Shabbos. So he said, but according to his understanding of the religion, you have to bring Chagiga also. So he said, sorry, we're running the Beis HaMikdash. So he went with his son. The Gemara says he went very far away from Yerushalayim. He went to Dargah. He went to the south of Yerushalayim, very far away, in order that he should not be punished for not bringing the Korban Pesach with the Korban Chagiga. Where did he go? When he went very far away. After that, but the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah and the Menachas Chinah both suggest maybe Pshat is that he went to Chutz Lorit. Maybe he went so far to the south that he went to Chutz Lorit. And Misha Dorbechut Florence, like Pesach says, is not Chayiv and Hakrov is Korban Pesach. He wanted to pop himself in the Chiyuv Korban Pesach. He's going to be around, they won't let him bring Chagigas HaBosah. They'll only let him bring the Korban Pesach. He held the Chagigas HaBosah, it's also Derech HaShabbos. He didn't want to only bring one without the other, you're not allowed to. You're in violation of the mitzvah of bringing Chagigas. So he moved away that he should be Potter. Where are you going to move? What planet are you going to be part of the mitzvahs? And he just moved to Chutz Lorit and you're part of these mitzvahs. So there is a Gemara Tachas. Tachas strange thing. The Tzlach writes a Dama Pasha like that, that if a person lives the Derech Rechaiko, he's not Chai the Karm Pesach. That's what the Tzlach writes. And then if you would, in the Sefer Amtsov, and the Midchas Kinnach writes, he never heard of that. There is no such thing. There's a din, whoever went to Derech Rechaiko, Pesach Rishon, brings a Pesach Shein. But there is no din that whoever went to Derech Rechaiko is Potter Legamre. There's no such thing as Potter Legamre. And if the fellow knows that he lives Derech Rechaiko, so he has he has an obligation to buy himself a ticket well in advance that he should be able to show up on Erev Pesach, the Dinah Karm Pesach. How can the Tzlach say such a wild idea that if you live the Derech Rechaiko, you're just not believed to bring a Karm Pesach? The Tzlach writes this. He claims that Tesis never said what the Mishlam Melach read into the Tesis. He says if you read the Tesis on Dav Gimel and Tesis slowly, the Tzlach writes, Tesis just was discussing there was a certain Tana who didn't show up in the Yerushalayim on one year to bring the Korah Pesach. The Tesis asks, why didn't he come to be Oila Regel? So the Tzlach says, Tesis never asked why didn't he come to bring Makrav Korah Pesach. He says he lived in Derech Rechaiko, not Chayim Korah Pesach, period. His only question was, well, what about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? There's no Torah of Derech Rechaiko. So to that place, he just quoted the Gemara, Mishen L'Karka, it's Papa L'Aliyah L'Regel. It's Papa from Aliyah L'Regel. Or Ador B'chutz L'Oretz is the same thing. Ador B'chutz L'Oretz is not B'chutz in Aliyah L'Regel. But Tesis never said Ador B'chutz L'Oretz, Ador B'chutz L'Oretz, Mishen L'Karka, is Papa from Kor Pesa. Is Taka not true? But Mishen Dor B'Derech Rechaiko is Papa from Kor Pesa. That's what the Tzlach claims, the reading in Tesis says. But the Haskinah says that Tzlach doesn't make any sense. How did he come up to say such a wild idea? That Derech Rechaiko is a tour from Kodesh Pesach. Derech Rechaiko is a din, a Pesach Shein. Whoever was the Derech Rechaiko has to bring a Pesach Shein. Siv has a very fascinating chiddush in his children, Meshiv Dovor. He often has chiddushim in his commentary on Chumash as if he were a Tana. He's darshan Pesukim on his own as if he were a Tana. He has such a chiddush over here also in his children. He writes that while you all are the karbonot under the sun, they're all described in the Chumash as being offered for the purpose of Reach Nichayach Yishal Hashem. Why all karbonot like that? With the one exception of Korban Pesach. Never described anywhere in Tanakh that it's a Reach Nichayach. A Mainach Kebinim. So he has a fascinating Chiddush, Agabi Chiddush. It says that the Pesach says in the Teichachem, Rashi Moshe es Mikdashaychem. In Parshas Bechukaisa, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threatens that he's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh. V'lo Ariach Bereach Nichoichachim, and I will no longer smell the fragrant aroma of the Korbanos that you will offer to me. So he asks Pshita, if the Beis HaMikdosh is destroyed, of course there are no Korbanos. Oh. He says, no. That's what the Gemara understood, the Makriv and Ahov Yishein Bayis. The Mishnah in Yila, quotes the Tana Rav Yehuda, who understood based on this pasuk, Hashemosi has Mikdashaychem, that even though the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it still retains the Kedushas Makam, the Kitchel Osilavoy. And even though there is a Kedushas Makam, and one theoretically would have been permitted to be Makam Kaponis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says another part of the Tayyidachem, V'lo Yariach Bereach Nichoichem, don't do me any favors by bringing Kaponis, I don't want your miserable Kaponis. He's angry at us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and when the Beis HaMikdash will be in a state of destruction, although it will retain its Kedushas Makam, I will not be interested in smelling the fragrant aroma of the Korbanos. But in the Tziv comments regarding the story that's written in the Sefer Kaftel HaFerah, that there was a group of Balei HaTosis who were interested in going to Yerushalayim and bringing the Korban Pesach.
Kaftu Bakarach says he was wondering, how can it be? How can they bring the Korban Pesach? Isn't everybody Tomei? How could they possibly do that? So then he says, he finally dawned upon him that Tumah is Mutar B'Tzibur. So everybody's Tomei. He permitted to bring the Korban B'Tzibur. But the B'Tzibur asks his kasha, but it says in the Tzibur of Eloi Ariach, B'Riach Nefer Chachem. So he claims, the B'Tzibur claims that that story of the Rabbi Nichil in Paris, that they had a whole group of Balei Ateses who had such a plan, but besides the plan never was realized. But they had an idea that they had Havamina to go to Yerushalayim and to bring Korbanos. So the Havamina only was going to get the Korban Pesach. Because by all the other Korbanos, they're supposed to be offered the Reach Nechayach. The one and only Korban, where it never says Reach Nechayach is Korban Pesach. So that's the only Korban that they were interested in bringing. That's what the Netziv interprets in the Kavan of the Balei Ateses. That's not exactly the way it says in the Kaftel Aferah. And the Sefer Kaftel Aferah, which was written by a Rishon who lived during that period of time, when these Balei Ateses were planning to come to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Korbanos, he says they planned to go to bring Tmidin Umusafim. He doesn't say to bring Korban Pesach. Not exactly the way that it's expected. It seems has this hitch. It claims that Balei Ariach Riach Nechaychachem, that even though Kitchelasi Lavo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a klala. He said in the Techech, he's not interested in any Korbanos. The only Korban that is Shaykh to discuss is Korban Pesach. And that's all the Balei Ateses ever intended for. First Mishnah in Zvachim draws a distinction between all other Korbanos and Pesach and Chatos. That by all other Korbanos, if you shech the Korban v'shinui kodesh, shaloi l'shma, the Korban is kosher. Elo shaloi olu l'bailam l'shem kodesh. The Baal HaKorban is just not Yetzir Yidei Chayvasa. And by Pesach and Chatos, the first Mishnah that Beis HaMenachem in Zvachim says, that the whole carbon will be possible. Shech the carbon, Mishini Kodesh, carbon Pesach or carbon Chatas, Mishini Kodesh, the whole carbon will be possible for the garment. What happens if you didn't shech the Mishini Kodesh? Just didn't shech the Shmach. He didn't have in mind the Shein carbon Pesach, the Shein carbon Pesach or the Shein carbon Chatas. So for Gemara would appear that that's good, but that doesn't pass. Only Bishin and Kodesh pass. The Rambam writes a Chiddush. Amartem Zevach Pesach Hu LaShem. The Korban Pesach has to be Nishcha Davkir L'Shmo. Not only if you shechted Bishin and Kodesh, does it pass? Even if you just didn't shechted L'Shmo, it's also possible. This drasha that the Rambam called doesn't appear in the Gemara in any way. The marker for that is in the Mechilta de Rashi. It's not the regular Mechilta either. The Mechilta de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. That's what I mentioned many times, that Rabbi Kasha Zohan Lebracha put out a sefer many, many years ago, almost 50 years ago. HaRambam HaMechilta de Rashbi, different dinim in the Rambam that are based on this Mechilta de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, which the Rambam clearly had. The Rambam every so often in the Sefer HaMitzvahs quotes from that Mechilta de Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Every so often the Rambam will pass in a din. The Rambam very often pass in a din based on Tosefta's, based on Yerushalmi's, based on Sifrei Zutta's. But the Rambam passed in based on all kinds of outside sources. In addition to the Gemara, even though sometimes they're in contradiction. Even though sometimes it contradicts the Gemara. So this is, seems to be one of the din. The Rambam quotes the Drosha on this part. Right? The Zavah Pesach Hu LaShem. The special din that Shechitas HaPesach has to be Davke L'Shmo. And not only Shina Kodesh Pasos, even if you just didn't have in mind the Shein Korban Pesach, it just shechted its thumb, it'll also be possible. Mishnah in Pesachim points out that there was a special din by Korban Pesach only that didn't apply to other Korbanos, as is written in the Chumash, that the Korban Pesach must be eaten dafkis tzli, kiyim tzli yesh. Atokom leinam noh, or roshel merushel ba'moy. You're not permitted to eat Korban Pesach in any other form. You're not allowed to eat it roy, you're not allowed to eat it cooked. It has to be dafkis royal. And it has to be tzli yesh, v'loy tzli machmas dover acher. The Mishnah said when they would broil the Korban Pesach, just put the broiler in a metal pan, because the fire would heat up the metal, and the metal in turn would heat up the meat of the Korban Pesach. That would be considered tzli machmas dover acher, it has to be tzli machmas ha'esh. How in the world did they do the tzli of Korban Pesach? The Mishnah says that they had used a wooden spit, they had to put the whole Korban Pesach on a piece of wood, such a wood that doesn't conduct heat. I guess most wood doesn't conduct heat. So the Mishnah tells you which specific type of branch of a tree the practice was that they were used in Manabai is to broil the Korban Pesach. What happens if the Korban Pesach was first cooked and then it was broiled later? Would that be acceptable? Well, in Zafran Pasek, it's no good. Why is it no good? They can say because it ain't Sliya Habishol. That's not called Sli. Like ain't Bishola Habishol. So the second Bishol doesn't count. And the first was an act of Bishol. The second one was Sli. That doesn't count. So what if it was first Sli? Salah Rahakaf Bishloi? Then it should be good. So the Gemara says, no, still no good. How can it be still no good? If it's Salah Rahakaf first, Rahakaf Bishloi, you say ain't Bishola Habishol. It's all about Hakaf Bishloi should be good. So the Gemara says, no, it's not happening in the Pasuk, then it's no good. So the next Sugya in Pesach of Daphne Malik, where the Rishonim have a Machlokes, how do you read this Gemara? What's going on here? The Rishonim have a Machlokes regarding Shabbos, regarding Kolot Harkula. What's the din of Bishol HaHapishol if you have a different form of Bishol? So the Rishonim quote of Lezim Mitzvah, of the opinion that although on Shabbos there is a Klal in Bishol HaHapishol, it's only if you repeat the same form of Bishol, but if you have Tzliya HaHabishol, Bishol HaTzliya, or Afiyah HaHabishol, Bishol HaRafiyah, you're doing a different form of Bishol, then the din would be that Yish Bishol HaHabishol. And it has ramifications not only in the area of Hilchos Shabbos, it has nafkaminas in other areas of Halakha as well. Just that all of this doesn't help in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Special din, Kiyim Tzliya, Korban Pesach, you have to have that, it should only be tzolui. It shouldn't be tzolui v'achakaf bishla bishla t'lacha. Tzolui, nothing would be accepted, only if it had tzliya from beginning to the end. It's a unique korban. Normally, korban is either an echo yon v'laylo, or korban is necho shkiyam in v'laylo echo. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, until shkiyo. Today and tonight. Korban Pesach, the day that it's brought may not be you. You're not allowed to eat it by your only balayla. The Yochlas Habasa balayla has there. You may not eat the Korban Pesach by your. You can only eat the Korban Pesach balayla. It's an unusual kind of a korban. What kind of a deal is that? The Sameach writes in one place, Sefer on the Rambam. He used to think when he was younger that even according to the Tanna that you're not yetzer the mitzvah of Korban Pesach if you eat it after Chatzos, and it's a din min haTorah. He used to think that it's not a prohibition to eat it after Chatzos. If you ate the Korban, Chatzos of the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, so you're yetzer the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. If you have any Korban Pesach left after Chatzos, he thought that it wouldn't be nicer because you can eat it the remainder of the night, the Torah's Kotchim Kalim. Just if you want to eat it in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you have to make sure that you eat it because I eat before Chatzos. Still, the Korban Pesach can be eaten the Torah's Kotchim Kalim. Still, he learned a certain Gemara, Daf Ayin and Sochim, and he came to understand that it's not so, that it's an Issa to eat it after Chatzos. Why should it have to be an Issa? That's the same Pesach. Rochlas Habasa, Balayim Hamzah, that's the same Issa. The Korban Pesach may not be eaten b'toras kochim kalim. May only be eaten b'toras Korban Pesach. Otherwise, why can't you eat the Korban Pesach mitzvah yom? And yom yudalit, if it's a kochim kalim, to say you can eat the Korban Pesach right away, But if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you have to make sure you will also eat a kazayis of Korban Pesach balayla. Why is there an Easter? The Gemara learns that it's a lava b'machlala said yochus tabata balayla said balayla v'lo bayom. It's an Easter. So you mustn't eat. You may not eat the Korban Pesach bayom. So that's the mocker in this pasuk ches. Perik Yudbeis pasuk ches. That's the Easter. The one is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach shelo b'taras Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach b'taras chachim kalim constitutes an Easter. So what the name is, the same Easter would apply. If one would be to, if one were to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, you're eating it the Torah's Kodesh and Kalim and not the Torah's Korban Pesach. That's exactly what the Easter is. The dinim of Korban Pesach are introduced with the pasuk Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Lachem Lachodshi Hashanah, and then the Torah has in pasuk Gimel the laws of Nikcha Mibaasa, all of the laws of Korban Pesach. What kind of the dinim is this Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim? The Rambam says that this is the mitzvah of Kriyas Haluach. There's two parts to it. One chelik is Kiddush Achodesh and one chelik is Dibur Hashanah. And the both parts together constitute the Kriyas Haluach. The mitzvah Kriyas Haluach, which is Chal on the Klal Yisrael. Chayvus HaTzibur. The Bez Nagodl has to take care of this on behalf of Klal Yisrael. In addition to the mitzvah Kriyas Haluach, the Chumash also seems to be saying, Al Pi Pshutai, that Chodesh Nisan is the first month, that the months are not supposed to have names. Months are supposed to have numbers. Month number one, month number two, and so on. And month number one should be the month of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Ramban says, what is the reason for this mitzvah? To incorporate the Geula into the Luach. We no longer do this. So when we get married, you write a ksuba, when a person gets divorced, and you make a shtam kiras kamas. We don't write a shtam when you print the newspaper. We don't write Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. You right, Nisan and Yer Sidon. How are we in fulfillment of this mitzvah? Doesn't it seem to indicate, and the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi, that when they came back to Golas Bavel, Shmos Kadoshim Helui Mahemi Bavel, that they changed the system, that they no longer count the months with numbers, give a name to every one of the months. So we're not really in fulfillment of this mitzvah. So the Sefer HaOikarim by Rabbi Yosef Albo claims that the fact that this Yerushalmi says Shmos Kadosh Me'alim and Bafel is an indication that the mitzvahs can change. The Rambam makes such a big fuss about the Zanikir and the Torah. Shazaz HaTorah Lo Si Mochlefes, Lo Si Torah Cheres, Me'is HaBayri, Is Boshma, cannot be that any one of the mitzvahs HaTorah will change. So Rabbi Yosef Albo says, you see that it did change. So Shmos Kadosh Me'alim and Bafel. Torah was makhlid, which you should, the month should be go, the month should be known by numbers, in order to incorporate the Gulas Mitzrayim into the Luach. We no longer follow that. That's a shayla. What do we do? So we have rejected, generally we have rejected the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Albo, and everybody has followed the Rambam's opinion. We assume that this is one of the Ikorei Lamunim, that the laws of the Torah do not change, even the details do not change. Ayin Medish says, Lama Nikashmo Chazir, Shasana Kodesh Baruch Hu Chazir, Yisrael, why do we call it Chazir? Because Lasa Gav is going to be Mutar. So the Mepharshim say it doesn't mean that. Some of the Rishonim were bothered with that. And they had a big correspondence about this issue of reading the Mar Nevuchim, when they made the Cherim back again to Mar Nevuchim, that was before, and again, so. The Meiri was, of course, defending the Rambam. The Balei HaTosfos were not happy with the Rambam. The Rashba were sending letters, and the Rosh were sending letters. And they were all tumbling about this. So in the middle of their discussion, they had a little, they spoke a little bit about this. Well, that the mitzvah satara should be nishtanu. How could the Medrash say, Lomidei Geshmo Chazir, Shehoser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chazir Yisrael. So some of the Balei HaTosfos interpreted what it meant was, that Lasi Lover will no longer be a chok until Limos HaMashiach. We treat Chazir as if it's a chok, like Rashi writes in Chumash, that the Sotan and the Umas Olam Amonim Mist Yisrael, they give us a hard time in a year, that this law doesn't make any sense. Paraduma doesn't make any sense. Shatnas doesn't make any sense. Chazir doesn't make any sense. We don't understand what's wrong with Chazir. And the Medrash says that Lasi Lover, Kodesh Baruch Hu will tell us the secret. He will explain to us why Chazir is prohibited, why it's forbidden. And at that time, it'll no longer be a chok. It'll be sort of one of the Mishpatei HaTorah. It'll be a din that'll be understood. Chazir Li Yisrael means he will give us the Tam HaMitzvah. No longer be a chok. Other Rishonim say that if you look in the context of the Medrash, it's not talking about Chazir at all. It's talking about Ngansen a different thing. Rashi HaChumash quotes that Esau is like a Chazir. Yechasemen a Chazir miyar, like a Chazir sticks out his hooves. And he claims that he's kosher because in order for an animal to be kosher, you have to have Malagerim off his parso. So the Chazir claims that he's kosher. He shows you the Mafis parso. But if you look carefully, you see that he doesn't have the Malagerim. So too, in the Midrashim, the Chachamim always refer to the Christians, Esau, they always refer to the Christians as Chazir, because the Christians claim that they're the real Jews, or they claim that they have a twin religion, sister religion, the Judeo-Christian tradition. So they say, they stick out their hooks, and they say, look, we're the real Jewish religion, we believe in love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus was the one who promulgated this principle. They took over some of the laws from the Torah and they presented as if they're the real Jews and they have the real Torah and so on. But that's what the Medrash says. The Medrash refers to Chazir. The Medrash refers to the Christians as Chazir. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Machzir Ali Yisrael. He's going to give the Malchus back to the Jewish people. If you look at the Midrashim, that's what it says. It doesn't have anything to do with eating pork. It goes on the Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will topple the Malchus Raimi, but the whole Christian empire, the whole Catholic religion will tumble. And the Jewish people, the Jewish religion will reign supreme in the world. That's the Pashim Shat in the Medrash. But the Rishonim couldn't imagine such a thing. Nobody agreed with Rabbi Yosef Falvey. They all agreed with the Rambam that the mitzvah HaTorah will always remain. So what's with this din? Rabbi Yosef Falvey Kashin. What's with this din? So the two Mahalchim over here, this is the big Shaila. The two Mahalchim to understand why this changed. The one way to explain it is that this was the Kiyum HaMitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzav B'nai Yisrael, they should incorporate the Gulas Mitzrayim into the Luach. And the Chachamim understood B'tkufa Zayisheni that they have this mitzvah to incorporate the Gulas Mitzvah bubble into the Luach as well. So they felt that it was the Kiyum HaMitzvah at that time. Shmos Kodosh Mehal Mimon Mimbobo to make it a Zecha to the Gula from Gomez Bobo. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they should incorporate the Gula from Mitzrayim into the Luach the first time, so they felt they had a mitzvah to incorporate the second Gula as well. Or others hold no, that that's in addition to it. The first system still remains. We still have a system of Chodesh HaRish and Chodesh HaSheni and so on. And Shmos Kodosh Mehal Mimon Mimbobo was in addition to that. It's not in substitution for that. It's not that the laws of the Torah were changed. Nothing changed at all. It's not that this is one of the laws that changed because it's built into the system that it should change. Like the Rishonim asked, if nothing in the Torah can change, how can the Gemara say in the second Torah from Sanhedrin that the Ksav with which the Torah was written changed? That originally in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they wrote all the Sefer Torah in the Ksav Ivri, and later on in the days of Ezra, they wrote in Ksav Ashuri. So the Rishonim answered, that's not a change. It says in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash itself that the Ksav is going to be altered to Hishtanah. So if in the Torah itself it says it's going to change, so that itself is not called a change. That's not a violation of changing. So here also, some Rishonim understood that this was implied by the Din HaTorah itself, that now that there's a Gula from a Golos, we should incorporate the, we should make a Zecha the Gula into the Luach, and Lasi Lovam, and there'll be a Gula from Golos Lovam, they should incorporate that also. So it's understood that it's going to change. That's what some Rishonim understand the Pshat is only. And others say, no, it never changed. That the system of Chodesh HaRish and Chodesh HaSheni remains the same. And the Shmos Kodosh Mehal Rimon Mubaba, that's in addition to the numbers of the months. It's a big Shaila, Allah Chalam Ha'isa. What about Bizman Hazeh? This month is Chodesh Shabbat. Is that really true? This is Taka Chodesh Shvat? No, that's Dabar Maisa. It's not really Chodesh Shvat. No Chazah. It's Tishrei. What is it? Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Tev Shvat with another six. So it's 11. It's a Chodesh HaKarosa. It's not really Chodesh Shvat. It's a Chodesh HaKarosa. It's the 11th month. Chodesh Shvat, that's an addition to that. But if the Iker is, it's really the 11th month. L'may Nafkemina, what it's the 11th month, that's really Chodesh Shvat. So the big Nafkemina is in Hilchas Bar Mitzvah. Al Pi Pashtus, before the days of Ezra, when they gave names to the months. So let's say a boy would be born in a... let's say in Hashanah Pshuta, and the 11th, let's say a boy was born in Hashanah Pshuta in the 12th month, and then he would become Bar Mitzvah in Hashanah Mulberes. When would he become Bar Mitzvah? Because there's no Hashanah, there were no names to the month. Every month had a number. So he was born in the 11th, he was born, let's say, in the 12th month. So 13 years later he becomes Bar Mitzvah in the 12th month. What's the Hashanah? But we would say he would become Bar Mitzvah, not a Rishon. Instead of other Shem, he would become Bar Mitzvah, not a Rishon. It's a double question like that. The whole tilpul that we have in the Shulchan Aruch is all based on the assumption that you don't go with the numbers of the months, you go with the names of the months. So he was born in Chodesh Adar. And this year there are two Adars, which is the real Adar, the first Adar, the second Adar. So maybe he has to become Bar Mitzvah in the second Adar, because that's the real Adar. So that whole tilpul is only on the assumption that we really consider that as something significant. The fact that the Shemot Chadoshim play a role, but if you all the Shemot Chadoshim don't play a role, it's only the Rabbanon. That was only a Kavizdecha, the Gulas, Golas, Bavel. So the Chachamim in the beginning of the Paisheni added that on in addition, but the Ikar, the system, the Ikar system of our calendar really is that every month has a number. So the kid would become Bar Mitzvah in Chodesh HaShneim also. He'd become Bar Mitzvah in the first month. That's why it's Taka Big Machloikis in Shulchan Aruch. There is a machloekis, the Behetiv quotes a machloekis achrenim about this. Some achrenim hold. Not the way it says in the Mechaber. The Mechaber quotes from one of the later, one of the early achrenim, the late Bishonim, that a boy was born in the Shana Pshuta, in Chodesh Ador, and becomes Bar Mitzvah Shana Moveres. The Bar Mitzvah should be in the second Ador, not in the first. But some achrenim hold not so. Some achrenim hold that it did never change, just like before the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, that every month had a number, so too this man is there. Every month still has a number. And it becomes Bar Mitzvah in the same number month that he was born. What's the problem? That's Nafkamina Halacha L'Maisa. We have a system just to make things easy. So the globe is divided into 12 different time zones. And every time zone, they have the same time, even though the sun doesn't rise at the same time and the sun doesn't set at the same time. The sun keeps on rising a moment later as you keep on going to the west. But this whole area has, it's let's say now, it's 12:21 for a whole area. But it's not going to be Chatzos at the same time over here. Every city is going to be, sunrise is going to be later, Chatzos is going to be a minute later, as it's going to the west. Shkir is going to be a minute later. So that's what some of the Farshim and the Chumash point out. The Makas, Bechoris, Eretz Mitzrayim wasn't just one line. Eretz Mitzrayim had a certain distance from east to west. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in advance that at Chatzos HaLaila, exactly at Chatzos, all of the firstborn are going to die. So Chatzos HaLaila was a different time in every city. So as it became Chatzos, from east to west of Eretz Mitzrayim, the Makas Chorus would occur. That's how some Rishonim say this. Some Rishonim and a group of Achrenim were mechaber to that on their own. That Chatzos kept on moving. Mishkei Rav in the Sefer on the Rambam quotes on the Chilta on the pasuk Mishchu ukulochem tzon lemishpochei seichem. Why does it say Mishchu? Mikan. Here the Torah Tmima quotes it from the Yerushalmi. Mikan shebehem adako niknes b'mashichem. This pasuk we derive that you can mikan behem adako b'mashichem. What does that do with anything? Well, Rav will explain. Obviously, the Mechilta and the Yerushalmi are of the opinion that in order to become a Mamuna on the Korban Pesach, you have to be kind of a Shutfis, you have to be kind of a Shir in the Psar HaBehemah. But to be kind of a Chelek, you have to have a Kinyan Mashiach. So that's what the Mechilta is telling me, that the Hemen Daka is Nikvis the Mashiach. This is really a big machlokes. The Mechaschina points out that there's a steer between two Gemaras Minei Bey and the Gemara Psachim, about five plot apart from each other. One Gemara is Muchach the Feirish, and in order to become a Mamuna on the Korban Pesach, you have to have a Shutfis and Dili Mamunis. The other Gemara is Mefurish Lehedya, that you don't have to have a Shutfis, just to be Mamuna. There should be Pesach and Nechal El Menuya. Menuya means they should have me in mind at the time that they share. But it doesn't necessarily imply that I have to have a Shutfis in the violence of the Pesar HaBehem. The Ravelbel is working on the assumption based on this Mechilta that Mishchu, Behemadak, and Mishicha, that you need a Shutfis. But it's really totally in a big steer between two Gemaras. We don't really know how to resolve the Gemaras. The problem. Boy, we have the two parshias, two of the four parshias that appear in the Tzvilin, Kaddish V'Hayaki V'Yachol. The Gemara in the last Perek in Yevamos has the Machlokes HaTanoim regarding the pasuk V'Shamartus HaChukah HaZos L'mayad Yamim Yamim. Which chukah is it referring to? Is it referring to Chukah HaPesach? Or is it referring to Chukah HaTfilin? If it refers to Chukah HaPesach, so Yamim Yamim means from year to year. You should observe the mitzvah HaKrovos Korban Pesach from year to year. And if you learn, it's referring to Chukas HaTfilin. What does it mean you put on tefillin once a year? So the Yamim Yamim, it means daily. You translate the pasuk differently. Shamatos HaChukas HaZot, you should observe the Chukas HaTfilin, the Yamim Yamim daily. If you hold that it goes on tefillin, then the Gemara says one is free to darshan, the Yamim Yamim, Yamim Velo Leilos, Laila Lavim on tefillin. And the Yamim Veloi Kol Yamim, that there are certain days, namely Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are Lavzman Tfilin. This is a Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Shabbos and Yom Tov are Lavzman Tfilin or not. Many Tanoim are of the opinion that you're obligated to put on Tfilin even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov are Lavzman Tfilin. In the last parak in Erev, more quotes from Machlokes HaTanoim. And a lot of Rishonim and Paskin that Laila is Mantilim. Just the Rambam Paskin that Minatera Laila is Lav Mantilim. The other Rishonim hold that Laila Lav Mantilim is only with the Rabbanim. Zeh Rishem Ha'ishim Bahem. It's not a Drosha from a Paskin. It's only a Hashash with the Rabbanim that Laila is normally Manshino and Tfilin. You need Shmira. You're not allowed to have Hesach Hadat. So you're not allowed to go to sleep with the Tfilin on. And that's why with the Rabbanim they forbid people from putting on Tfilin by Laila. I mean, I tell you, a lot of Rishonim Paskin, most of Rishonim leaving out the Rambam Paskin that Laila is Matzvilin Benatar. But the whole Machlekes, the Gemara has, the whole Machlekes is based on how you read this puzzle. Shamata, Sachuka Hazoid, Moyado, Miyomim Yomim. Whether it refers to Chukas Satfilin or it refers to Chukas HaPesach. The Gemara says, the Bnei Marova had a practice. The Gemara Nida says that normally you only recite a Broche, Oivalas Yosom, Birchas HaMitzvah before you're about to do a mitzvah. The Bnei Bran Rava had the practice of reciting a bracha Bosat Besalkus Filayu after they removed the tefillin. What bracha did they recite as they were about to take off the tefillin or right after they took off the tefillin? The Gemara says they said a bracha Lishma Chukov. Where did that nusach come from? From this pasuk, Shamata Sachukah Hazois, they said Lishma Chukov. So they said Zan. Why did they say bracha Lishma Chukov? They said some of them wore the tefillin all day. And then they took off the tefillin right before Shkia. Why did they take off right before Shkia? Because you're not allowed to have tefillin b'layla. Based on this pasuk, miyamim yamimah v'lo leilos. So they said this bracha, lishma chukov, in order that they shouldn't violate the din derais of having tefillin b'layla. We have a takeoff on that. We don't have exactly like this. At the end of a Avodah Tzion, we say, so that's what the Rishayim comment like that. We say, Shenishmachu Kecho is an imitation of the bracha Lishmachukov. That's why the meaning is that you take off your tefillin about that time. That's the question. What do you mean about that time? When exactly are you supposed to take off your tefillin? On the Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion. You should really take off your tefillin after the Kaddish, after Aleinu. That's the way it says in the Ramah. Well, no, after the Kaddish, after Revolution. You don't have to wait till after the Kaddish, after Aleinu. The Kaddish, after Revolution. But whatever it is, the Nishma Chakech Bolam Azez recited before you take off the tefillin. You're going to take it off later. So that's the question. When did the B'nai Ma'arav say Lishma Chukot? As they were about to take off, Oivalos Yosin, before they were about to take off the tomb. Or after they had already taken off the tomb. Some Rishonim insist that they only said Lishma Chukot when they were about to take off the tomb. They didn't say the Bracha Lishma Chukot at the conclusion of that. Let's say they would sit in Sukkah for an hour and then they would go to work. They would go to race. They would go somewhere, Chalamoy Sukkah. So what they say, Lishma Chukav, at the completion of every mitzvah, are only tefillin. The Tesis claims only tefillin. And other Rishayim say, no, this is the completion of any mitzvah that had a shihu izman. This pasuk only, Pasha Pshat, the way Tesis says, this pasuk is only speaking about tefillin. Lishma Chukav only makes sense by the chukav that tefillin are causing the damage. I didn't feel well, so I wasn't able to give a normal shiur. I hope over Shabbos I'll try to rest up.